Hello, and welcome to another episode of Soundtrack Spotlight on Riot Radio. I'm your host, Stuart Bunnell. Joining me once again is Valentina Barros.
This program is going to discuss and listen to the music from some of our favorite movies. Today, we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, directed by James Gunn.
Let's jump into it. We're going to start with one of the most iconic scenes in the movie, right near the beginning, where you've got your main character, played by Chris Pratt, who is sort of giving off space Indiana Jones vibes. And then he gets into this huge temple looking thing and he hits play on his Walkman and this song just starts playing and he starts dancing around and sort of lip syncing along to it. And it is just a brilliant scene. And it's basically the scene in the movie that makes people go, okay, this is going to be fun.
I like this Guardians of the Galaxy because of these scenes, because even though they have the topics of like there's a villain and then there's a superhero and they're trying to save today and the villain's trying to destroy whatever planet they are, they still manage to incorporate those human kind of comic moments that you wouldn't have in those type of movies. So that's what made it 10 times better. And I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did, because as you discovered when you watched it, the soundtrack is really good. So let's start listening to it, shall we? Here's the first song from that wonderful scene. It's Come and Get Your Love by Redbone.
Yeah. hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
That was Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede.
This song did a lot of the heavy lifting in the promotions. Like, it was in every trailer, even the teasers. And it was used as the music on the DVD menu page, which is fine. Like, it's a great song, but plot-wise, it doesn't have a whole lot of place in the movie other than being the song that plays when our heroes go to jail.
This movie has a lot of classics. They don't have anything to do with the scenes where they play them, but I don't know why they just fit so well. it's just the vibe that they give. It's so amazingly well put, even though it's not supposed to be.
Some of them are just stupid fun, like Come and Get Your Love at the beginning. That was stupid fun, and that's fine. And other ones, like the next song that we're going to listen to, made sense from a plot perspective, and we'll talk about that when we get into it. But Hooked on a Feeling it's just a song. And that's fine. Like, songs don't have to have relevance to the plot to be good choices for a soundtrack. I'm just saying that it was an odd choice to promote the entire movie based on this one song. A good choice, but an odd one.
I mean, it did the trick, so.
Well, yeah, it did. It did. It made the song. I don't know if the movie made the song more popular or if the song made the movie more popular, but both of them saw a huge spike in popularity in 2014.
Yeah, I think they both help each other. Mostly the film with the song, because most of the movies, if I recognize them well, are mostly from the 80s. I think the only classic that I wouldn't need a movie to promote will be I Want You Back by the Jackson 5, because that's one of my favorite songs. I'm only speaking for myself. That's like the kind of movie that you hear it and you know what it's about and who's singing it, without needing to see it in a film.
Now, this next song, like I mentioned before, actually does have kind of a plot meaning behind it. Well, meaning might be a strong word, but this is the song that plays right at the tail end of the jailbreak. And it's called Escape, which just works. But the funny thing is that the song itself has absolutely nothing to do with breaking out of jail. It's a song about people who are not happy in their relationships until they figure out why they're not happy in relationships. And it's a great song. Like, I don't think this song has ever come on the radio and made somebody go, ugh, this again. You know what I mean? I could be wrong.
I know what you mean. With me, you're wrong.
What?
You don't like this song? I like that song. No, I do. I do. But I'm just sick of it. They play it at every comedy. Like, that song is overplayed. It's like, stop it. It's a classic, yes. I will give you that. It's a classic, but they've overplayed it in movies all through the time that it's like, when I hear it, it's like, can I skip this scene? Because I can't take it. I can't hear that song anymore. It's like, no.
I don't know if we can be friends anymore because this is one of my favorites from the movie.
No, I mean, it's a great song. I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying it's overplayed. Oh,
you're backpedaling so hard.
Oh my God.
No, it's fine. I'll keep you around. I'll keep you around till January.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see. We'll take another look at your contract in January. We'll see.
My heart is broken.
Anyway, let's jump into this divisive song, apparently. Here's Escape by Robert Holmes.
It's you. And we laughed for a moment. said, I never knew that you liked pina coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
Ooh.
That was Fooled Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop, right here on Soundtrack Spotlight.
Okay, listen, y'all. I have a lot to say about that scene because... Oh my God. Where do I start? First of all, this scene is where Peter Quill tries to kiss Gamora. So he's like, Gamora, wait, like all romantic. And I'm like, this is not a romantic movie. So I don't know where you're going with this. And Gamora is not that type of girl. And she's like falling for it. And I'm like, girl, don't fail for it. This is not happening. And he's like trying to go for it. And I'm like, first of all, she tried to kill you. And she tried to stole the orb from you. And now you're like, okay, let's just kiss in this part. I even forgot what they were doing because of that poor choice of scene. Because I was like, who thought of adding a kiss in this part? Like, why would you add a kiss? Like, it's not even that they had like tension when you know the characters have tension like beforehand and you're like, okay, you're gonna kiss finally, like let's go. But this is just out of the blue, and it's like, why would you kiss in this moment? You're about to die, you're gonna be going to jail, someone's trying to kill you. And you're not even that close. Like, you just met, and she tried to kill you when you first met. So I don't know what's going around. And Gamora was right when she said, like, stop it right there. I'm not going to kiss you. I don't know where you're going with this. So I love Gamora in that scene, but that scene itself, I did not like. I did not like at all. I was like, this kiss was not asked for. It was not. You didn't have to. You didn't have to.
I mean... I get what you're saying for sure, but at the same time, you put your male lead and your female lead alone on screen together, and there's going to be something resembling romantic tension, whether it's earned or unearned. And I'm pretty much just at a point where I accept it and move on at this point.
I don't.
No, I get that. Believe me, I want to demand better from filmmakers, but at the same time, the way this is sensed within the context of the movie, Peter Quill's not the kind of guy who's going to let attempted murder stop him from trying to score. That's just not who he is. And the way it was scripted with Gamora turning on him and accusing him of pelvic sorcery, that was... It was very in character for everybody, and it's not my favorite scene by any stretch, but it wasn't completely out of place, in my opinion.
I don't know. For me, it was just like, I didn't ask for this. Why? Like, why? Because when they first met, she tried to kill him, so I was like, okay. Like, I get where you're coming from, that having the male lead and the female lead alone, and like, something's gonna happen. Like, I know, I get it. But it's like, no. Like,
well, the enemies to lovers trope happens all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
It happens all the time.
What?
Including movies where that shouldn't have happened. Not naming names, Rise of Skywalker. But we'll discuss that in a later episode. No. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned on the next episode, and to make suggestions and requests for future episodes, make sure to follow me at Benel Stewart and at DCSI Riot Radio on Twitter.
We're going to close out this episode with I Want You Back by the Jackson 5.